BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A third group of South African National Defence Force troops are expected to arrive back in the country from the DRC today. SANDF Chief Rosani Mapwanya welcomed a second group yesterday, while the first cohort arrived on Friday. They were part of a SADC peacekeeping mission launched in 2023 to help stabilize the region amid ongoing conflict involving the M23 rebel group. The bloc earlier this year took a decision to pull its forces out after several soldiers, including 14 SANDF members, were killed during clashes. Mapwanya praised the bravery and sacrifice of troops returning from the DRC.
I want you to understand that you are coming back and we are very proud of you. Whoever says what they want to say, the fact remains that these are heroes. These are people that braved all the challenges that were there. These are the people that amongst them, their comrades laid down their lives. There are stories that we hear people complaining that you haven't been fighting sufficiently and say the effort that you have made, it's not enough, as if they know what is enough.
A 40-year-old man is due to appear in court this week for allegedly opening fire at an Action SA branch launch in Sydenham. Party leaders Herman Mashaba and Zwakhele Mwango were attending the event in Ward 25 yesterday when shots were fired. According to the party, members at the scene managed to overpower and disarm the gunman. The launch was then suspended following the incident. KZN Police spokesperson Tenji Swangobo says the suspect is facing attempted murder charges.
Police in Sydenham have arrested a man which allegedly fired shots towards the victim. The incident occurred at Kennedy Road. The suspect will appear before Durban Magistrate Court on Tuesday, the 17th of June 2025.
And Parliament has called for the inclusion of parents and student governing bodies during discussions regarding the contentious sections of the Bella Act. This follows public outcry over clauses that shift power over language and admissions from school governing bodies to provincial education departments. Stakeholders argue the move threatens local autonomy and mother tongue education. And abroad, U.S. President Donald Trump has directed federal authorities to ramp up deportation efforts in Democratic-led cities, doubling down on an anti-immigration drive after major protests. Trump has made deporting undocumented immigrants a key priority for his second term after successfully campaigning against an alleged invasion by criminals. Raids have sparked days of mainly peaceful protests in L.A. Your top story this hour. A third group of South African National Defence Force troops are expected to arrive back in the country today from the Democratic Republic of Congo. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.